Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
U.S. House Republican leaders are working to force a vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Act. Speaker Pelosi, who controls the voting schedule on the House floor, has rejected scheduling a vote more than 20 times. In response, Republicans are pushing forward a discharge petition to force a floor vote. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at NFA. Nate, what is a discharge petition?
Karen, that is a great question. A discharge petition is a very rare procedural motion that any member of Congress can sign to allow legislation to move out of committee and to the House floor when the party controlling Congress refuses to allow a vote on it. And as you mentioned, regrettably, Speaker Pelosi has refused to schedule a vote on the Born Alive bill more than 20 times. And so this is an attempt by Republicans to bypass the speaker and bring this important bill to the floor because, Karen, I think we all agree that infanticide in America should be unthinkable. And at the very least, this bill deserves a vote because American people deserve to know where their representatives stand on this issue.
When a baby is born following an abortion, I can't think of any more tragic circumstances. We need to see that the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act moves forward. Nate, tell us, how did our Nebraska delegates, have they signed on to the discharge petition?
Well, Karen, as you stated, support for this legislation should be common sense and bipartisan. A baby's right to life doesn't change because he or she was born during an abortion. And thankfully, all three of Nebraska's representatives in the U.S. House recognized this fact and actually signed the petition to force a vote on this bill. And so we want to thank our congressmen, Don Bacon, Jeff Fortenberry, and Adrian Smith, for their support and pro-life vote.
We are so grateful to each of our U.S. delegates for their commitment to advance the culture of life. To learn more about the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, go to Nebraska Family Alliance and check out our blog.